Blog Talk Radio.
Naked Shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Eddie Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Waving everybody coming in as my intro plays on the radio. Want to welcome everybody to my show, our time together here. So hopefully you can stick for a little bit. Excuse me. Got to clear my throat a little bit. So hello, everybody. Welcome to Iggy Garcia Live. Darlene, how are you? Terry, how are you? Good to see you. Those of you who are popping in on the screen, I can see you. Hopefully you can hear me. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, but sounds like everybody's doing good. Beck, how are you? I hope everything's going well with you and your guitar playing. For those of you who don't know, Beck, she's an awesome musician. She's an awesome songwriter, and she's played for us at our restaurant. And I just want to give a shout out to her. If you ever see her playing out in at some restaurant, some bar, some lounge, some festival, it's a good time. Trust me on that one. If you haven't, check out my videos. But I want to welcome everybody to the show. Hopefully you're having a good day. Hopefully your Monday is off to a good start. Mine so far seems to be okay. But anyways, before we start every show, we always light a candle. We give thanks and remembrance to those people who have come before us, those who have transitioned just recently, those who are in our family, those who we care about, those we miss. And it's also just a remembering candle, a gratitude candle for the people who came before us, the people who, you know, were able to do the things in order to lead to this moment in time that brought us to this incarnation, this existence of who we are and how we see ourselves. So it took a lot of people to get you here. So let's give thanks, get gratitude. Let's say, you know, thank you and whatever you resonate with. And it took a lot of sex and a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today is the reason you're here. I'm being funny and silly and laughing about it. So to our ancestors, we give tribute, we give thanks, we give honor, we remember. So we take a little moment and just pause and let that sit in for a minute. Okay, everybody. So how's everybody doing? Everybody doing good out there? I hope everybody's well. And so today I decided to just go a little bit different route than I usually do. But here we are on the Naked Shaman Show. So the Naked Shaman kind of gets out there and talks about things that sometimes are uncomfortable and sometimes they are comfortable for some people. And so we're going to talk a little bit about sex, sexuality, and gender. And not any particular order. We're just going to talk about it. But let me share a little bit about my day today, kind of things that happened. I know this is a good time for us to be challenged. This is a good time for things to happen, a good time for things that just occur in our life. Today I got news that my truck that I dearly love and have taken care of for a long time is not well. And I'm not sure if I should invest more money into it. I want to thank the people at Midas for really digging into it. There are some friends of mine who work there, and they told me that, a crankshaft sensor is out, but that doesn't mean it's going to fix my problem. And it also told me that the timing chains are probably going bad in my car. So they showed me a bill that was around, they didn't give me a bill, they just gave me an estimate. It was like $2,387, and I was like, I could put a good down payment on a really good used truck. I'm kind of a truck guy, so it's one of those things I like, and I'm not going to put money into it, and they recommend that I didn't. So I'm not going to be doing that. I'm just going to be able to move in the direction of purchasing a new vehicle. And, it's time for a change. It's time for a reality check. But the reason I've hung on to that truck, a lot of you don't know this, but that truck is a very good omen for me. I always attribute to that truck saving my life, myself and my son's life. When we were coming back from a spring break in Florida, we actually were driving, and you know how you have that intuition moment, that moment where just something tells you to change lanes and just move over to the next lane. You don't know why, you just do it. You trust sometimes. And then all of a sudden, and it's pitch black, so it's dark on the freeway. You know, we're just outside of Atlanta. And this was several years ago, so this isn't anything recent. This is several years ago. And we're driving, and then all of a sudden, I had this urge to move to the next lane, and the car beside me is flying, like this little red Volkswagen or whatever. And then the next thing I know, I see this truck laying on the, like, had jackknifed. And the red car went through the compartment of the truck. And we went right through it and came out the other end. So it wasn't like, I was like, what the heck's happening? And then the next thing you know, there's all this concrete debris. It had come across from the other side. It came across the medium. The guy, I'm assuming, fell asleep. And then boom, you know. And next thing I know, this truck's laying on there. I didn't see the accident, but it was all there. And there's this huge piece of concrete on the road. And I'm trying, and I can't move to the right, and I can't move. Hey, Poppy, how you doing? I can't move to the right or left. And so what happens is my truck goes airborne. I go up in the air, and my son's asleep this whole time when we're on our trip to Florida. And the truck goes airborne, and the next thing you know, and it lands, and the two left wheels blow out, you know. And I'm just outside of Atlanta at this time. And my son wakes up, and he's like, what's happened? What happened? What was that noise? Typical teenager at that time. And I'm going, I'll talk to you in a minute, Judy. I have to get off this road like really quick because there's a lot of cars. And everybody was coming behind, hitting everything. And I'm just trying to get up out of the way so I don't get into this accident. So I don't get like rear-ended and whatever. Next thing you know, you hear like a whole bunch of things being pushed out. This semi comes and just barrels right through all the concrete that's on the road and just moves it out of the way. And, you know, it was just a crazy time. And this is why I've hung on to this truck for all these years, because it's got me out of some crazy situations. And I feel like I owed it, you know, to just take care of her for a long time, just get her to the point where she's able to function. But the news today was pretty much, you know, she's not well, and she's ready to either be taken by somebody who can invest the money into it, take care of it. I can't really be putting that kind of money into her, even though she's been really good to me. And I honor, and I'm very grateful for her and for her commitment and service to me and my family. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's hard to let go of things. I have a very close relationship with the things in my life, you know, with people, with items, automobiles, things that some people maybe don't think like, but that's because of my upbringing. That's because of my shamanic background and how we're connected to things and how we're, you know, intertwined with it and how that story is. But it's not a sad story. I also know that I knew this date would come as well, that my truck would not be able to last forever, as we all do. We all have to ride that circus and that circuit, you know. Hey, Brenda, how are you? Shelly, how are you? And we have to ride that, you know, that wave. So I've come to the point where I have to ride the wave of my truck. My truck is come to the point. So, but, you know, not to make this into a long story, but that's kind of why, if those of you who have seen me post things, it's important to, you know, give homage to my truck. That's a personal, so I light a candle for my truck too, because she's been a good part of my life. And she also came from the earth. She also came from all kinds of stuff, from metal, from plants, because when you start to break down the fibers and you start to break down every component of her, she's from Mother Earth, So, okay, guys, today I want to talk about sex, sexuality, and gender. But before we start, I want to kind of bring something up to you, and I kind of want to see what your reaction is. I want to see where your mind is and how you think about this and how you believe this may be. This might challenge some of your belief systems. They may challenge some of the things that you're already incongruent with, and you're in some areas where you're just pretty solid. And, you know, this might challenge some of your belief systems. And I'm not here to dictate your belief system, okay? And you know what? I'm just here to present something. And the thing is, if I present it to you, it doesn't mean that it's the way it is. It's just an observation from my point of view, my particular reality, my particular belief system, my particular thing. So anytime that anybody talks to you, you kind of have to have that frame of mind. You have to have an openness of understanding that some people like to preach and tell you how it is. Other people like to suggest another way of looking at life and looking at things differently. That's kind of what I'm going to do today, is just try to give you a different perspective on things and a different look on things. Now, some of you will probably come in halfway through the show, you know, and probably hear something. You're going to be kind of, what's he talking about? But those of you who stick around understand that, you know, it's another perception. It's another perspective on how maybe life could be, how things are. So yesterday I had my shaman class that I do. I do an introduction to shamanism. It's actually urban shamanism and Peruvian shamanism. It's a combination where I talk about a shamanic practitioner and I talk about shamanic traditions and how they're different. They're very different in the way they approach shamanism, but it's all shamanism. Shamanism is a word that we use, and we actually sometimes label people as shamans. Just because, like, if we were, say, a doctor, I know doctor doesn't go around calling himself a doctor unless they're really super arrogant and they just want to say, I'm a doctor. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, you know, kind of stuff. I don't go, damn it, Jim, I'm a shaman. But I don't do that. That would be fun to do, though, I think, to somebody. But anyhow, the point is, I lost my point. The point is, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about this topic that we're talking about. So yesterday, after I did my class, you know, it's like a 3-hour process. When I left, it was time to go, you know, and get back and take a shower and get ready to do whatever you were going to do. And I decided to go a different route that day. And I went home, I went a different direction. And then all of a sudden, before I drive out of the parking lot, I click on my phone and I see there's a sweat. Okay, and I didn't see any listing for it or anything, and I'm driving down this road that I'm going to go that way because that's where they're going to hold the sweat. And so I pop in, and I talk to my friend Nick, who, you know, Sweat Lodge Ohio, that they're right off there. I'm making you laugh? Well, you know. Damn it, Beck, I'm a shaman. No, I'm just joking. Anyhow, so I'm driving, and I get there, all right. Oh, we got 20 people watching. Cool. Well, welcome, Peru. Bienvenidos, Perú. Habla Ignacio García, Iggy García, el hijo de Gino García. Bienvenidos. All right, so I'm driving, and then next thing you know, I pull in, and I talk to my friend Nick, and he's like, hey, what's going on? We're having a sweat. So, yeah, I saw you're having a sweat. And, you know, the reason I wanted to go to the sweat, I wasn't planning to go on the sweat, but I wanted to say hi, and there was a reason for that, and I'll get to that. And I talked to my friend Nick, and he had been on this journey of, you know, self-discovery and meeting and traveling and meeting new people, learning new sweat ceremonies. So he's bringing them here to the United States to share because it's kind of what we do. And so I go back home, and then I get dressed, and I come back, and the fire's going, and we're doing all the smudging, all the rituals that go along with that. And then we enter the lodge. And I tell you, I've been in many sweats, and it's kind of funny to actually sit there. And when you're the one who's usually doing the facilitation, it's a whole different. And I've been in sweat with Nick, so it's nothing new being in the sweat lodge with my friend Nick. But for some reason, I don't know if it's the dynamics of the people, the rocks, whatever. I mean, and the rocks were pretty hot. But the weird thing was, the first round is the cold door. You know, it's the round. If those of you who know Sweat Lodge Ceremony, it's usually the cold door. It's usually the door that's just chill. And then I'm in there, and it's pitch black because it's at night. And then all of a sudden, and this has never happened to me. This is like the first time I had this feeling of, I don't know what's going on. Like, well, what the heck's happening, you know? And here's a person who's facilitated sweats for almost 12 years plus. And I've done hundreds of them. but I'm on the other side. When you're on the other side, it's a little bit different. And so I'm in the sweat lodge, and you know, and it's dark, and I'm having this, I don't want to call it panic attack, but I had this feeling of, I was unsure what was happening. And you know, I'm going through a lot of things like everybody does. I'm not different than anybody else. I'm going through all this emotional stuff, and I'm feeling all this stuff happening to me, and I'm going, whoa, what is that? It wasn't a heaviness. It was almost like a fearfulness. I wasn't scared, but I was still fearful at the same time. And I really had to coach myself through it. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I don't know if I can do these rounds. So we're processing, we're going, and he's playing his didgeridoo, and we're doing all kinds of cool ceremony in there where we're just releasing and sweating. It ends. And so I brought the first stones in, I brought the grandmothers in. And when it's finished, I step out and I told Nick, I said, Nick, I don't know if I can do this today. I don't know what's the matter. I don't know what's going on. He goes, are you okay? I said, I physically feel fine. I think it's just my emotional state. There's some things that I really have to move and process through. And I really thought I was going to leave. And then I got this little burst of energy. And then I was like, okay. And I came back around, second round came in. And he's like, oh, you're coming in. I said, yeah, I'm going to come in. I feel okay. I feel okay coming in. And then I went in and, you know, things were good. I was fine. And things were in a good place. We got to play our drum. So when one of my safe things is my drum. My drum medicine is part of what I do. And so I'm playing my drum and I'm singing these sweat lodge songs that we have. You know, and one is about the medicine wheel, the Peruvian medicine wheel. The other one is the Lakota medicine wheel, the Nemenha medicine wheel. And I'm singing these songs. And I feel a lot safer and I feel a lot more cleansed and cleared. And then, you know, that ends. No problems. Then I come to the third round, the third door. And we're going around and talking and sharing. And I have a rattle and I shake the rattle just to kind of distract my ego a little bit. And things are good. Not having any more problems. But I'm really tired. You know, I'm really tired, I'm kind of exhausted. But then Nick starts talking. Nick starts talking about his experience with what he saw in Estonia. He went to Estonia. And he was in Estonia, and Nick was traveling with a group of people. And he tells the story about how he runs over this cat. Well, he didn't run over. Somebody ran over a cat. It's a black cat. Black cat crossed the path. And I'm thinking, what's this story about? So they take the cat, they put it on the side of the road, they do tobacco offering, they put it on the cat, and they pray, and they do ceremony, and they leave the cat there in case somebody wants to find their cat, in case they find it. So they drive to this little place where they meet their friends that they meet up with, and he starts to talk about these people he meets, this young girl and how her father made her a house. She's like 17 years old, so he made her this house. And then he met the aunt and the mother, and then he said they just locked eyes, and he said it was the most beautiful experience meeting people who were just kind and loving. And he says the only thing he remembers is 2 days, just like 2 days passed, and they were only supposed to be there 6 hours. So him and his entourage of people who were with him just stayed there. And then the father came back, and you know, he was like, you know, you're surrounded with these amazing, beautiful women in your life, and they really, truly love you, and they care about you. They're telling the stories and blah, 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 of how good you are and this and that. And he gives everybody a hug and getting by. And then, of course, he doesn't know the language and too well, and their English is a little broken. And then he offers a hug to the dad. And the dad, you know, he didn't know if they was joking or not joking. He goes, well, I only hug women. And then Nick took a second. He went back. He just stepped back a little bit. And I'm listening to the story. He goes, and Nick goes, he's telling the story. He goes, well, you know, my mom is woman and my dad is man. So there's a part of me, there's a part of women in me, and there's a part of man in me. I have both my parents are in me, so I'm part man, part woman. And I sat there and I go, that's a really interesting thought. You know, and I'm thinking, I'm in the sweat lodge thinking this. I'm going, that's interesting. And I've thought that before. And this is where I'm talking about. Remember I told you to challenge your belief systems a little bit? Because I remember when we were putting the stones in, Nick was starting to say, and this is something I do, so it wasn't weird for me. But I could tell some people were like wondering what was going on. Well, when we brought the stones in, we always say, bienvenidos abuelitas, means, you know, welcome grandmothers. But then Nick starts to talk about Sky Father and Sky Mother. And then he starts talking about Earth Mother, Earth Father. And I'm going, well, I've never used Earth Father before. And I used Earth Mother. I've used Sky Father and Sky Mother. I've done that because I have a belief that in order for things to have a bang, a big bang, there has to be two opposing objects. And generally, it's the duality. It's the female and male and the masculine and feminine. Boom. Because that's kind of how our bodies work here. So if we're a representation or in the image of creation, then that's kind of how we are. It's not one singular in my belief system personally. So he started talking about that. I thought that was really interesting. I thought it was really powerful. And, you know, most of the night I'm driving and I'm going home and I'm thinking about that thought. And I'm thinking about how that can be. And so I thought it was really cool. Because now in today's world, if you start to look, you know, spirit manifests through us in so many different ways, in so many different avenues, in so many different belief systems, and so many different ideologies and stuff. And right now we're going through this realignment and refinding of gender and redefining of gender, what gender really means. A lot of you, maybe some of you consider yourself heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. And then we have all these other fluid gender type, you know, belief systems, and then they're pan-genders and all kinds of I'm going to say crazy because, you know what, you have to understand, I come from a time where things were pretty cut and dry. I mean, it was like you were heterosexual, gay, or bisexual, whatever. That was pretty much it. There was really not a whole lot. And I'm 51 years old, so I'm trying to adjust and learn these new things. And so Nick's talking about that. And he's talking about, you know, why we can't just be who we are versus trying to label ourselves to be all these different things. Because society, no one really answered, and I'm just listening. I'm going, and I'm thinking to myself, well, it's probably because the way society has labeled things and always will label things, and always when they can't understand something, they will put a spec, you know, label on it in order to try to dictate it, create it, manifest it, try to, you know, control it, whatever. But even when we put labels on ourselves and we say how we feel, that also puts us in a different category and different people. So when we start to put our belief systems and preferences and stuff in a certain place, then other people start to judge us by the way we're in these little capsules and these little creations that we make. Okay, so if you're heterosexual, then pretty much that means what, you're just man and woman. That's kind of how it is. And if you're gay, then you're just woman to woman, man to man, whatever. And then if you're bisexual, you like man, woman, woman. But you know, the thing is, our sexuality and our sex preferences, they're something, and there's a lot of discussion about this. There's a lot of discussion about why it's so important to talk about our sexuality, why it's so important to label us as a sex. And, you know, and truthfully, and this is just how I see it, I don't know how you see it, and please comment, you know, because I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want anybody to take me wrong. I'm just trying to see I'm trying to understand how the world sees other people. Because I think when we start to understand how other people are feeling and how other people are looking at life and how other people put themselves in categories so they can be understood, I think a lot of it is because we sometimes have a hard time identifying what we're feeling inside about us and how we feel. There are people who can love everything, you know, and they can just be connected to everything and everyone. And there's a belief system that, you know, monogamy is the only way to be in a relationship. Okay, monogamy is something that actually is fairly new to, you know, when religious orders and stuff started coming, they started to put things into perspective where we had to stick with one partner. But man wasn't always that way. Man and women have not always been that way. Man and women have actually traveled on this planet, moved to this planet, having multiple partners and being with multiple people. And we still do it. But see, what happens is, We put a taboo label on it because we've created, you know, the label of marriage. And marriage is a beautiful thing if that's what you like. Now, marriage is also something that we write on paper and somebody gives authority, you know, to say that you two people are unified. Two people can be unified even not being married. Unification of love is not does not need permission from anybody. Does not need permission from other than Source, probably. But Source already knows you're in love, so it doesn't need to give you permission. But it's another way to be taxed. It's another, and this is my belief now. This is, so don't take me wrong, this is how I'm seeing the world. You know, it's another way to tax people and to put them in a category and then give them benefits and give them, you know, if you're not married, you can't get benefits. You know, the system is rigged. The system is rigged in the sense where they force you to do things, something that maybe, number one, you don't want to do, and maybe you want to be married. But I'm not here to tell you that marriage is good or bad. So that's for you to decide if it's good for you. I'm just saying love has no parameters. Love loves everything. Love is everything. Love has no color. Love has no distinction. Love does not discriminate. Okay, love is what you hold in your heart. Now, the act of sex is something that's very biologically what we do as human beings. What animals do, what insects do, is we are taught to procreate. We are taught in our genetic makeup, in our minds, to procreate. That's what we do because that's how we keep the species going. That's how we keep ourselves to be remembered and not be forgotten. That's how we keep our lineage. That's how we keep ourselves going forward into time. Remember, because in every other show I've talked to you about, we're all memory sticks. You know, we're very big memory sticks. So everything that came before us is programmed into our cells and our genes. But we also have the ability to reprogram them as well. Okay? Hey, what's up, little Sean? That's my nephew. But anyhow, what I'm talking about is, you know, this is how I see, you know. We're the act of having multiple partners for some people is a normal thing. And the act of just having one partner is a normal thing for somebody else. But genders right now is a big, big, huge, huge topic in our society. Okay? Right now, genders are just, I mean, it's going to the point where I don't even understand what's happening. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't get it sometimes. And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but I believe we have to really be careful how we cross into these categories. Because sometimes I'm not sure if we're even know what we're talking about. I don't know if people are just making things up. I really don't know that. I've done some research on it and I've looked it up and I'm reading. Some of them sound the same and there's just one little aspect that changes the, you know, whatever they are talking about. But I think when we start to label ourselves, we start to put ourselves in categories. But maybe the labels are important. Maybe they're important for us to have self-expression. Maybe they're there for us to identify with a certain group. I mean, because we can, I mean, race comes into this and belief systems comes into this. So gender is one of those things that people are really having a struggle with. Because remember, I was telling you earlier that we are born, you know, for those of you who do know, you know, science and biology and stuff, you know, before we're born, we really don't have a true gender, you know, until the mom's body starts producing more testosterone or estrogen and starts pushing and pumping. And then our fetuses start to change and we don't have a sex yet. So whatever, I don't know how it all works out, but I find it really interesting that, you know, we have these amazing things that happen to us inside conception. Conception is a whole world in itself. You know, your word conception is a place where all kinds of amazing things are happening there. That's a whole different existence. That's a whole different life. That's just a whole different, yeah, we're incubating and we're growing, but that's life. That's something that's happening. That's something that's occurring. That's something that is manifesting outwardly. You know, so whatever it's kind of like in the real world, whatever we're fed, we program into our mind. So whatever mom feeds us, whatever father feeds us, if we have father, you know, whatever we're fed, whatever energy, whatever is being put into that person who's our host, is affecting how we will come out of this body and how we program ourselves out. Am I a man? I look like a man. I feel like a man. I guess I'm a man. But there's moments where I feel like men can cry. Women can cry, but sometimes I feel this feminine side of myself. Excuse me. There's this side of me that just is just very nurturing and very understanding. I'm not saying men can't be nurturers, but I believe there's a feminine aspect to the male existence. The man has this capacity and also to feel. There's times where we can just switch. But our society has taught man that they have man. When I'm talking about men, that we have to be a certain way, that we have to be a certain ideology. We have to be like we have to be like this caveman. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's correct. I don't think that we have to, you know. I think men cry, but men cry in private. See, that's not all men. I'm making a blanket statement here, okay? And I don't mean to do it that way, right? But you know, there are men that you probably know that would never cry in public, and then there's men who would. I remember when I was a kid, how if I wanted to cry, how I was ostracized and picked on because I was crying. Oh, men don't cry. Boys don't cry. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you, men and boys do cry. We do cry. We are sad. We have emotions. We have feelings. And women as well. But I'm talking to you as a man seeing the world and how a man perceives it. You know, I want to debunk that men don't have to cry. Men, if you feel like crying, you feel like showing your emotions, and you feel like being upset with something, do it, you know. What are you going to wait for? Whose permission do you need? You know, we get sick because we hold so much crap inside of us. We hold in all this energy and all this frustration about who we are, okay? So cry. So if you're a man and you feel like you need to let go and you need to release, then release. Not because Iggy told you to. Just do it because it's right. It feels good. And it feels like something, it's purification, you know? It's therapeutic. Very therapeutic when you can release your emotions. It's very therapeutic when you can cleanse and let go. If you don't let go, I guarantee you, you're going to be more frustrated. If you don't want to cry in public, then go in the closet or go in the bathroom or just do it in private. But men, don't be afraid to show your emotions. Because when you show your emotions, you also show another side of yourself, to who you are as a human being, that you know what? It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to express who you are. It's okay to let go. It's okay to say, hey, you know what? I don't got it all together. Then once you express it, you move on, you get up, and it's time to go. All right, so I think we got that out of the way. So the sex act of the biology, the physical act, you know, when we're trying to identify who we are and the characteristics, you know, the vagina, the beard, the breast, all the things, you know. So there's a part of us, yeah, that some of us feel like we're different, feel like that we are actually, some of us feel like we're probably more man. Some of us feel like we're probably more woman. I believe that's true. I believe that that is something that happens. There's a lot of things that we can't, I don't care what science says, we just can't understand something. Some things are not understood. You know, imagine all the people who really truly felt a different way and they were a certain way and they wanted to be completely different from who they are today. But yet they had to live this way. We live in a society now that we can actually change our physical appearance. We can change our emotional state, who we are, how we feel about things and how we want to look. You know, there are people who I know who were once women who are men. And, you know, they're very happy now. And they move forward. And then there are other people who are going to always struggle because, you know what, it does cost money to change your. Now, when we live in this society, whatever you want to call it, whatever you're talking about, we're labeled. And I talked about that earlier. Some of you consider yourselves heterosexual. You know, some of you consider, you know, that you're gay. Some of you consider you're lesbians. When does it matter? When doesn't it not matter? So ask me. And, you know, I want to see your response because I'm really curious. I really want to know. I really want to see how you feel about this topic, about sex, genders, and sexuality. Because when we can talk about this, we can understand a little bit more about each other. I find that when we don't communicate, and I think I don't want it to be a taboo. I don't want it to be something where we all have to talk about it behind closed doors or have opinions that aren't congruent to our belief systems. Some of you aren't in alignment with anything I'm saying, which that's okay. And I'm not looking for your approval. This is my show. You have the right to hang up anytime you want. But the point is, I'm here to challenge you to look at it, because sexuality is more complicated than just putting a label on ourselves. Okay, we have to really think you know, get and think, and because we're getting into these rigid belief systems, and we're creating these factions amongst people. Yet we're all from the same source. We're all from source. We're all from God. If you believe in God, that's where we're from. If you don't believe in anything, then I don't know what to tell you, because I don't have that. I don't have that capacity to think that nothing was not created from nothing. I don't even know how that works. That's a whole other show. We'll do another show on that. The life of an atheist or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, I find that, you know, I think a lot of it's fear-based too. I also think it's a lot of it's fear-based for a lot of people who are heterosexual, especially men, when they encounter people who are of different orientation, different feelings of expression of love from somebody else. We use some really, really bad words to describe people sometimes. We live right now in a time where we're really being challenged. We're really challenging our belief systems. We're really challenging how we identify and what that means to identify. How do we identify without, number one, being hurt? How do we identify, number two, without hurting anybody? How do we identify in a world that we're all different in our beliefs? We're all different. We're all different just to begin with. I mean, we're all so unique in our own right that no one, there'll never be another you. It just never will be. They may look like you, may smell like you, but they will never be you. So you are very unique. You're a very unique snowflake. You're a very unique raindrop, whatever analogy you want to use, okay? You're very unique, and you're very special. So everybody has value. And I find it hard because I come from a different belief system. My parents raised me different to encompass and embrace people and love people how they are. You know, if they screw you, then you know what you do? Then you move on. You create healthy limits and boundaries, you move on. My dad's on this show, and he's listening to the show. Okay, he'll tell you. You honor people. You honor people. You respect people. Because when you respect people, you show respect for yourself. When you're acting like a jackass and putting down people because they're different, really you're putting down pieces and parts of yourself of being whatever you think you are above them. You're starting to place, you know, hierarchy into the equation, right? Now, you know, the thing is, when we start to really question these things, because right now it's really big in our society. You know, we have so many labels. We have LGBTQI. I mean, I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't know what that means. You know, I want to respect that means something to somebody. Okay, so I ask for forgiveness, because you know what, for myself and for other, and for the lack of my being, I don't want to feel like I'm insensitive, but it gets really confusing sometimes when I'm coming from a different vantage, I'm coming from a different angle, and I want to share this because I think it's important to share, especially someone who does this work, who does this holistic metaphysical work. You know, it's sometimes hard to grasp, you know, what's happening, even though I'm trying to learn the processes of what's happening. So I think sometimes when we're not understood, and I could be misunderstood, and then it could come across really negative and come across very, very odd and very different. And I don't want to do that. But sometimes I don't understand all these, I know parts of, you know, all these little acronyms that they create. And then I get really lost in the translation. It gets lost for somebody who is of heterosexual origin, okay? I get confused. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Is that an excuse? No, it's not an excuse. It shouldn't be an excuse. But I just want people to understand that that's sometimes people like myself who are considered, you know, I consider myself loving and caring about people, but then I start to get confused with all the different gender roles and all the different gender discrepancies. And I know some people get frustrated with me because they think that I don't care. I do care, and I do try to understand. But I come from a whole different upbringing, a whole different belief system, you know. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but I also want to try to understand. And you know what? I may never understand. And I want to be truthfully honest with people who are in my life You know, because it's better to be honest and truthful that you don't understand something than to say, hey, I get it. Okay. But I know that for some people, gender doesn't matter. But for some people who live in these gender roles, it does matter to them. That's why I want to honor and respect that too. Okay. For me, it doesn't matter. I don't care. But also, I have to care. I have to understand, you know, if some things are a certain way. And it's better for me, for you to know me as Iggy Garcia, Ignacio Garcia, that sometimes I don't understand. I don't get it. It's not that I'm stupid, not that I'm dumb, not that I don't care. It's hard to relate, and it's hard to walk in another person's shoes when, you know, it's impossible. You can only have empathy for them and try to understand them from a vantage point that they've given you. Language is very, very powerful. What we speak is very powerful. And, you know, so I'm here to say, hey, you know what? Gender right now, gender-specific stuff is a very big topic in our world right now. Okay, it's something that's very charged. We've come into a time where here in the United States that people who are gay and lesbian, they can get married. And that was a big accomplishment. That's something that, you know, Supreme Court recognized. And that's important because all people should be able to feel safe, number one, in their own country, be able to feel that they can do what they do. And I also understand that there are religious aspects and there's different things that happen. But, you know, I can't judge you. I can't judge another human being and say, I don't like you because you like this way or you like this way or whatever. You know, who cares? You know, who the hell am I? Who the hell are you to judge anybody? You know, when you got your shit together, you know, hey, cool. Maybe you can judge. When you're God, you know, hey, let me know. Just because you're a speck of God doesn't mean that gives you the right to judge. Okay? Yeah, but, you know, it's just something that I wanted to bring up today because I know, you know, that's how it is. My son, you know, when he came out, it didn't bother me. It wasn't a big deal. It was like, that's cool. You know, I mean, and it didn't bother me. I mean, I grew up in a restaurant business, man. I grew up waiting on tables and I served the gay bears and the gay coalitions and straight people. It didn't matter. You know, it only mattered, you know, they came to eat and support Garcia's restaurant. You know, that was all that mattered. I didn't care what they did, you know, what they were doing behind closed doors or whatever you want to call it. That wasn't important to me. What's important is how and where our hearts are with other people. And I think I lost my feed. I hope not. Oh, man. That's not cool. I think I lost my feed. Oh, here we go. Something. No, I'll go back. Maybe this is it. I don't know. I think I'm still going. Am I still going? Is it live? I'm going to take this off real quick here, okay? And do this like this. All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking. Yeah, it looks like I lost my feed. Darn it. I guess somebody didn't want me to talk about sexual orientation.
The gay bears and the gay...
You know, I don't know. And so I think somebody... I triggered somebody on Facebook. I must have. So those of you who are listening to live feed, I have to go back here and try to log back in. Okay, here we go. This will be part two of what I'm doing. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Okay, I'm back. Well, somebody didn't like my topic. Somebody didn't enjoy it. And somebody... Whoever that is, was touched and moved by my conversation with you and talking to you about a very sensitive topic in that topic, you know. But I wanted to share that with you guys because I thought it was important. I thought it was a powerful message. I thought it was something that needed to be addressed, something that we don't really address and something that we hide from, something that we sometimes think is taboo. And taboo only becomes taboo because people make it taboo. People make it into the tabooist. Taboosh. Okay? So, I don't even know where I was at. I got cut off. My feed got interrupted. It got blocked. So, that happened. Unfortunately, I don't want to blame the powers to be, but maybe it is. That's the way it is. Who knows? But either way, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. So I hope that you guys got to hear some of the things I got to express and talk about. If there's going to be two parts to this. Yeah, the government turned me off. I think so, Sean. I think the government turned me off, or Facebook turned me off, or somebody listening to the show said to Facebook that some inappropriate stuff. Who knows? I don't know. Now I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's the Mandela effect. Maybe I just got Mandela-ized. You know, maybe I just jumped to a different timeline, different parallel universe. But that's what happens. Anyhow, somebody waved the magic wand. I think somebody did wave the magic wand. Well, you know, back whatever you put out, you get back two times a threefold. So, hey, whatever. When's my next live show? Every Monday. Usually it's every Monday live. If not, it's pre-recorded one if I have something to do. But, yeah, I think somebody waved the magic wand and said, hey, that's enough. That's enough, little man. It's enough, little Mr. Panda Man. Let's change the subject. Talk about UFOs or Bigfoot or something. But, you know, the topics that we talk about here is important because it's part of reality. It's part of life. It's part of the things that are happening in our life. It's happening in our world. We really need to know who we are. We really need to know how we are as human beings, how we have to work together, how we have to navigate together, because if we don't, it becomes very difficult. And, you know, we have enough difficulties in our lives and we have enough things that are happening to us. And, you know, I'm just here to say, hey. All right, so we're going to shift topics now. We talked a little bit about sex, sexuality, and gender roles. For those of you who missed some of the beginning of the show, I was cut off by the powers to be. My nephew said it was the government, and my belief is that maybe Facebook cut me off. Yeah, and I agree. And I'm looking at your statements here, live together and coexist. I get that. You're talking. I know this would be the peanut gallery, and a lot of us agree. But there are another group of people out there who do not get what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to see, what we're trying to create as human beings. There's another faction of people who just don't see the world the same way as we see it, and that's okay. That's okay, as long as they don't bring harm to another human being and don't hurt other humans, then we're okay. You know, some of us don't like even heterosexual people, okay? Some of us don't like people who are heterosexual. You don't like your neighbor, some of you. And they're not gay. But there's another group of people who, you know, even gay people don't like gay people. I know gay people don't like other gay people. So it's not like you're on this bandwagon where you have to just, oh, because you're gay, you have to like all gays. You know, it's like saying all Hispanics like all Hispanics. No, that's not true. That's a farce. That's a lie. Not all Hispanics like all Hispanics. Far from the truth. And I'm here to tell you that because, you know, I'm Hispanic. You know, I'm Latino. You know, I am child of the conquest. And, you know, just because we speak Spanish doesn't mean that we have to love each other. But, you know, that's what happens when we put barriers and labels and create these things in our worlds that separate us. And, yeah, we need to coexist. We need to work together. I'm going to read some of your comments here. Let's see. Cheryl says, what? The ones who think we are weirdos, low, I tried to look at everybody, just take some more work. Yeah, I've never been called a weirdo, but that's just me. But I do believe that that happens to a lot of people. And, you know, and it's a shame that it does. And it's too bad it does. I mean, I don't understand why we can't get along. I don't understand why we can't just say, hey, you know, I love you, you know, unconditionally, and we'll leave it at that. I don't have to love you with, you know, conditions. We just live through life and move through life. But I guess it's too easy. I guess it's too easy to love on someone unconditionally. Or maybe it's just too hard. I don't know. Is it really hard to love another human being? Or just say, hey, you know what? You be you and I be me. Why do we have to be so caught up, you know, in all these different labels and all these different belief systems? There's a lot of stuff that's happened. I agree. There's a lot of things that have gone on throughout history and persecutions And I'm not discounting that. I'm not here to discount that. But when do we change? When do we move into the light? When do we move into the space where it's, you know, we can all get along? When can we move to that, I don't even call it utopian society, but when can we move into that place, space, in that moment where we just look at somebody and say, hey, you know what? You're cool. And that's it. You know, we don't have to even have a conversation, but you know what? I honor you. I honor the holiness and the goodness in you. And I know a lot of you who are on here do that every day, naturally, you know, ingrained in your belief systems, you know? And I don't know why people hurt people. And I don't know why people do things they do and why people are so fearful of other people having a different sexual orientation or love for another way another person loves. I don't understand. I tried to understand. I tried to get it. And yeah, it's the namaste in us. So what's the version of namaste? Who knows what the version of namaste is? How would you say it? Some people don't know what namaste is. People in our community, people who are in this holistic and metaphysical community get that. We know what that is. So how do you tell somebody who is not even connected in our community, who's not even aware that we even exist? Some people don't even know we exist. How do you tell somebody? How do you create? How do you manifest? And how do you tell somebody that? How do you move into that arena? How do you guys do it? How do you do it? What is the word for, you know, I see what's in you, I honor what's in you and you honor what's in me, and you know, how do you tell that to a lay person? Somebody who's just normal Joe and normal Jan, you know? How do you do it? How do you guys do it? What do you do? When you say namaste to somebody who doesn't know what the heck namaste is, you know, how do you come across? How do you do that? You know, I'm really curious because I'm really talking to my people who are in this community, because I'm going to tell you something. We speak a foreign language to a lot of people. Okay. We move into an arena, you know, where we are, how do you say, where we're misunderstood, okay? And we'll see, Juanita, you said, do you believe pedophilia is sacral orientation? I think you mean sexual orientation. No, pedophilia is not, in my belief system, pedophilia is a fucking travesty, okay? And I'm putting judgment out there. But something wrong there, okay? When you can't connect with another an adult human being, and you have to go and molest. I was raped, okay? So the pedophilia thing, I don't jive with that, okay? So those of you who like pedophilia, okay, or even think about it, you might as well unfriend me, because that shit ain't flying here, okay? And I appreciate you shared that, but I don't believe that's the sexual orientation. I believe that's a sick person, somebody who is, you know, who knows what's going on there, okay? But I'm glad you brought that up, because it's important. No, it's not a sexual orientation. That is not a sexual orientation because you like little kids, okay? That's somebody who's not right in the head. And that's my judgment, and that's how I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to be with it, okay? When you violate a child who has a way, children express love too, okay? So I'm not going to do this wrong. Kids express love. Kids can seduce. Kids can actually just do things that are normal. And it's a lot of trigger for people. But I'm not saying, for me, it's not right. Okay. So I'll just put it that way. For me, it's not correct. It's not right. Because I'm a victim of a pedophile. Okay. So I'm a victim of a pedophile and what they did to me. So I have a whole different angle, a whole different belief. Okay. You can love people, but you can't violate people, okay? So that's why it's not sexual orientation, because that's a violation. That's not asking somebody. That's forcing yourself upon somebody, okay? That's somebody who is saying, you know, I don't give a fuck is what they're saying. Okay, excuse my French, man, because you know what? Sometimes some people need to hear my mouth go off a little bit, okay? This is the Naked Shaman Show, okay? When I'm talking, I'm being real. I'm being real with you, That is not a sexual orientation. Okay? And if someone can prove me wrong, go for it. But I guarantee you right now, everybody who's on this live feed gonna jump your ass. Okay? So you want to violate kids? I'm not saying you're doing that one either. I'm just talking. People who are pedophiles or violating kids, no. I don't agree with that. Okay? That's like saying, is raping somebody okay? No, it's not. You're basically raping a child who has no power, who is not able to defend themselves. Okay? Those are predators. Those are people who need to be incarcerated. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who probably want to do more to them. Is it a problem? I don't know. I'm not qualified to give that answer. I'm not qualified I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist or anything. I can only give you how I feel about things, what's going on in my heart, how I feel. So when I talk to you and talk to everybody who's on here, I'm just giving you how I feel, what I'm thinking, what's going on in my mind. I'm giving advice. Okay? Now, pedophiles come in all different shapes and sizes, so don't be fooled. They could be gay, lesbian, pangender. They can be heterosexual. Okay? They could be unique. I don't care. They are not limited by sexual orientation. Okay? So we're going to stop there on that one. Okay? Because I think I've answered enough, and I think you understand where I stand. Okay? As a human being, it's about creating sacredness in other people and, you know, not violating them and loving them. Okay? Next subject. Next subject is this. Next subject is we're moving into the reading portion of our show, where I give you intuitive reads. Okay? I hope you like the subject, and I'm glad that we ask questions. And I'm glad that, you know, my friend Juanita brought that up, because it's important to know, because people don't ask questions like that. People don't. I'm only giving you my version of the story and how I feel about that. So I'm going to say for one time, I think I'm right on that one. Okay? I'm not right on everything, but I'm going to go with, I feel like I'm pretty right on that. That's kind of a messed up arena. But we have to address it, because it does happen. It happens sometimes in the most safest places. I'll tell you that right now. It happens to the most unexpected participant. It happens to people who, you know, don't expect that to happen to them. Now, that's my story. That's what happened to me. You know, my parents were very protective. They wanted to make sure we were safe. But even in the safety of that, it happened. Okay. Okay. You with me, guys? Who's enjoying the show? Just give me a high five. Let me know. I think we covered some good stuff. Now we're going to go to the reads, okay? And who would like a reading? Because I'm about to give you a popcorn reading. And those of you who want to go a little deeper in your reads, connect with me, hook up, and we'll do it. All right. I think you're all cool. Cool. Sean, you want to read? Okay, buddy. Give you a card here, Sean. Okay, Sean. Oh, Sean, look, you got the raccoon. Okay? The raccoon is about resourcefulness. You have all the resources you need. All right, Sean, what spirit's telling you? Okay, pretty simple, pretty clean, cut and dry. Sean, you got the tools to do what you want to do. It's time to put the tools on. It's time to either put the mask on so you can hide behind it, kind of like KISS and all the other groups that paint their faces, or Insane Clown Posse. Sometimes we have to create a persona, okay? A persona to express ourselves, because the expressor who's trying to express themselves through the version of themselves that they see is difficult. So, Sean, I'm not saying you have to wear a mask. Maybe you need to take it off. I don't know. But you need to create a persona of some sorts of your act, of your self, how you play your music and how you express your music. I think that would be different. You know, and whatever name you give your band, it's a very important name. So whatever name you give the music that you're going to play is very important. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a read. Okay, let's see who's up next. Amber, okay. Hello. Okay. All right. That card doesn't feel right. This one feels right. Okay, Amber. You got the kangaroo. Boing, boing. Kangaroo is about gratitude. Be grateful for all you are blessed with. Okay, Amber, this is a reminder card. Okay, this is something to just say, hey, you know what? I need to be grateful for what I have now versus what has I had or versus what will come. This is reminding you that you have a little pouch that you carry some very magical things in, you know, some beliefs, some love, some heart. Okay. And this is also remind you, you know, if you look at the little, what is it? Joey's, they call them Joey's, the little Joey's. That little Joey is very grateful for that pouch. You know, it's marsupial, comes out, it nurses inside the pouch until it gets bigger and bigger. But then one day it has to fly. But you know what? It's always grateful and it has gratitude for its mother, you know, for what happened. What went on? What goes on the pouch? That conception is a whole different version of conception. It has a whole different angle. So, Amber, just be grateful for the things that you have received. It's just a reminder to maybe something that wasn't so good. It was kind of a hidden gem, and you just don't see it now. Okay, Amber, that's your popcorn read. All right, I see Cheryl. Let's go. Me, don't know how to high five. Okay, I'll high five for you. Ready? Okay. There's little buttons and little emojis that you have on your thing. All right, so here we go. I pick a card for you. There we go. I got the card. Card's picked. Boom. There you go. Cheryl, you got the otter. The otter's about surrender. Let go of control. Okay, Cheryl, whatever you are grasping onto, something that you feel that is valuable to you, something that's very important to you, something that you think that you have to have in your life, you need to take the reins off just a little bit. You need to let go slightly, just a little bit, not a lot, but you have to find time to play. You have to be like the otter. You have to be in the water. You have to swim. You have to dance. You have to row. And if you can't do any of those things because you have some physical attributes that just won't allow you to do that, then you have to use the creativity through your mind. But the otter is here to say, just you need to surrender. You let go. Just temporarily. Okay? All right, let's go. Terry, good stuff. Thank you. Okay, Beck, you want a card? All right, cool. Beck, you should talk to my nephew, Sean. He's a musician. He's really good. Maybe you can get him to perform somewhere with you or a place you would recommend him to get started. All right. Okay, here we go, Beck. Boom, dragonfly, fly high in the sky. All right, you got dragonfly, illusion. You know who you really are. All right. The dragonfly is telling you, you're creating some kind of cloud, some kind of thing in your path. You're not really seeing clearly. So it's an illusion. It's not real. It's just something that seems real at the time and something that just doesn't feel comfortable. Okay. If you know anything about the dragonfly, its first existence actually is in the water. It is a water being. And then it moves into an air sign. It grows and it's where the concept of helicoptering came from. Okay. The dragonfly can go up, down, side, forward. Okay. Kind of like the hummingbird does. The dragonfly has four wings, okay? So there's four parts of the medicine wheel that are represented there, east, north, south, and west, and we are in the center, and that holds us and supports us. So Beck, basically, is the illusions that you're creating for yourself and the things that you're not seeing clearly, you need to step back a little bit. You need to go take a step back and go, okay, now I see it, versus you're right in it. You're right in it, so you don't see it. So they're asking you to change direction a little bit, step back a little bit, and move from that. All right, Beck, thank you. Okay, let's see. Where are we at? Amber, give me a nod. Okay, thank you, and namaste. Good. Okay, Juanita, you are next. Shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. Shuffling my cards. Oh, look, we just talked about this. I pulled the hummingbird for you. Okay, that's a cool card, Juanita. Okay, it's about joy. Lighten up, Juanita. You need to be a little more like the hummingbird. You need to fly a little bit. You need a little just... I know things can be stressful sometimes, okay? You need to just lighten up. You're getting hacked. Don't get hacked. Don't be so giving sometimes. Give to yourself a little bit. Be grateful too. The hummingbird just wants you to, you know, make sure know where you're getting nectar from, where you're getting your nectar, okay? And then when somebody's in your space and they're not too cool with you and they're not respecting you, they need to lighten up. Or mama's going to knock them on the puto, okay? All right. So Juanita, that's your read. Just enjoy life. Just enjoy the things around you. Enjoy your grandbabies. Enjoy your great-grandbabies and the things that are important to you. Other things are important, but they're not as important as family. Okay. Very good. Okay. And Rosa, do you want to read? I see a smile, so I'm not sure if you want to read. All right. She's okay. Anybody else want to read real quick before we start to wrap this up a little bit? And crazy accurate. Thank you, Uncle Nacho. Good job, Sean. I'm glad you like it. All right. Everybody's good? Everybody's good? Everybody's good? All right. Okay, so we covered a lot of stuff on this topic. This show was I'll get you, Rosa, here in a second. The show was really charged. I have to say it was really charged. I think even Facebook got a little bit creeped out by what we were talking about because they're creepy as it is anyhow, and they're always spying on you and listening to your stuff and doing crazy things, and they're in collusion with whatever. I don't know. Now I want to get politics here. Okay, Rosa, I'm going to pull a card for you. Boom, 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 boom. Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. All night long. Here we go. I put a card for you. I put a card for you. Boom, boom. I don't know what it is yet. Oh, look. These are pretty powerful cards. You know, it's funny. You know, I shuffle these decks, and it just, these cards, same cards pop up. I think all these cards came up for somebody else today. Okay, this is the koala. The koala is about empathy. Speak less and listen more. Okay, Rosa. Spirit is telling you to listen because somehow you're not echoing back to people properly what they're telling you. You think that you're echoing back to them what they're saying. I think you're misunderstood, and there's some aspect to your personality that they kind of get confused by what you're saying. So if you know anything about koala bear doesn't say a whole lot, okay? And the koala bear is pretty empathic. Koala bear only asks for help when it truly needs help. I don't know if you guys ever remember watching a video where Australia was having some really heat waves, and the koala bears were having a hard time. They were going to people's homes, and like, I don't say they were knocking on doors, but it sure seemed like it because they needed water. They needed to drink. And you know, nature is smart and it adjusts and it moves into realms where it connects with us in a higher level. So Rosa, this is your car. Koala bear just says, have empathy for those who are misunderstood, for those who are trying to express to you, and maybe you don't understand sometimes what the message is. Ask for spirit to guide you and help you to try to understand what they're doing, what they're saying, okay? Most people are generally good people. There are a few exceptions, of course, but I don't know whatever that exception is for you. But there are sometimes people who want to express themselves and they just don't know how. They just don't know how to tell you. They have to create this whole other persona about what they think or they do look like. All right, Connie. Yes, me too. Oh, yes. Okay. All right, Connie. I will shuffle. And we're moving through the deck of the cards. Boom. All right, I think I got one for you here. Boom, 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 boom. You got the hawk. All right. You, Connie, got the hawk. All right. It says focus, choose your priorities, eliminate all distractions. All right, Connie. Spirit saying, I got a message for you. Spirit saying, focus. There are things that are distracting you. I don't know what they are. They don't have to be big. The little distractions can be just as annoying as the big distractions. But the distraction, don't get distracted from yourself, from your core, your beliefs, and the things that are important to you. Understand that other people will try to distract you, not because they want to distract you, it just happens. But just be able to be where you need to be for you. And to be able to say no, okay, to things that are not good for you right now, things that are not conducive to your growth. Okay, it's easy to want to help everybody, but it's not easy for everybody to want to help you. I don't know why that came out of my mouth, but for some reason, Spirit just saying, stay focused, stay on the course, create healthy limits and boundaries for you. And that's your read. All right, anybody else? Because we're going to close the doors here pretty soon if we're done. So if those of you want readings and want really in-depth readings about what you're doing, you can actually get a hold of me at iggygarcia.com. You can set up a time with me, send me an email, send me a message here. And I will do my very best to fit you in my busy schedule with all the things that I'm doing and all the things that you're doing. And we'll get together. Okay, cool, Connie. I hope your readings were on par somewhere in some part. And they're just popcorn readings. So you actually, there's more to this message. And we just don't have enough time to cover it on the show. There's just not enough time. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy these shows. I mean, let me know, because sometimes I'm curious what you think and how you feel about what we're doing and what happens on With Insights Radio. And we're going on our 10th year anniversary here, December 8th, because that's when the show launched on my birthday, December 8th. We should have a big birthday panda party or something. Everybody should just be dressed in black and white, like big pandas. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun. All right. All right. So I'm going to play my drum. There's been requests for me to play my drum. So for those of you who would like to listen to the drumming, I will drum. I will do what I can. I'm going to turn the camera sideways, and hopefully Facebook doesn't disconnect me. Of course, there we go again. Facebook wants to disconnect me. Okay, I'm going to turn this off here, and I'm going to put this here, and I'm going to set you guys up here. Let's see if I can do this. See if I can get a free hand. All right, Becky. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to finish up with drumming, and I think that'll be a good time. We're going to play my Doombeck. All right, for those of you. All right. I got to put my drum hat on. I don't know, I like drumming my hat on, so. hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you loved the drumming there. That was fun, actually. I kind of needed that. Take off my drumming hat. Get cool off a little bit. It's a little bit hot. All right. Somebody asked if I teach drumming. I don't usually teach, but if you want to learn, I can teach you something. I can teach you some of my rhythms, okay, that I'd be willing to teach you, depending on what kind of drum you want to play, either the Doombek, the djembe, or the the hoop drum, or the big powwow drum. Yeah, I can teach you. So, yeah, that's kind of a wrap today. That's kind of a wrap for our show today. So we're gonna just kind of say goodbye. We're gonna give thanks. We're gonna, you know, blow out our candle. We're gonna put it out real quick. We're gonna give thanks to those who our ancestors who came by and were with us. Okay. And let me see. We don't wanna blow the candle out. We actually wanna smother it out. That's kind of like tradition. That's kind of something you do. All right. So here we go. I know those of you who have to work tomorrow. Okay. So you guys have a great, amazing, blessed week. I hope that you enjoyed the show today. I hope it was fun for you. I hope you really loved it. I hope you connected and you got something out of it. If there's a topic or anything you want to talk about, you guys let me know. Get a hold of me and let's talk. Hola, Marixa. How are you? So Connie, Amber, everybody who's on here, Marixa, whoever who's left, I want to thank everybody for joining the show. Okay? Peace and love, guys. Ho'oponopono, much love. Irisikwi. Aho, matakuyasin. And I will see you guys next week. And peace and love. Take care.